Gentlemen on CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, man, and here he is, tangoing his way into Sunday nights on Mnet Channel 101, starting on the 4th of February. Ebenezer is in the building, South African comedian and actor. It says here you rose to fame after winning the Newcomer Award at the 6th Annual Savannah Comics Choice Awards. So you what does it look like to rise to fame? What did that entail?
I'm not sure. I imagine it is the equivalent of what it looks like for Pence to rise into. I'm joking.
What? Where?
Whoa! Already. No, man. I don't know what it looks like exactly from the outside. From the inside, it just feels like getting to a space that you think you deserve to be in.
Yeah.
You know? Because we all think. No one attempts to be a comedian unless he thinks he's funny.
Yeah.
No one attempts to be...
Would you say the same for dancing? No one attempts to
dude. Unless you're a stripper. Or you've got rhythm, which I have neither of. You know?
you're going to be great on TV. Okay. So tell me. Okay, we obviously had to speak about Dancing with the Stars, which is literally a few days away. We had Jason Gilkerson on yesterday. Because Mnet have so much money for this that they decided to not find a local judge, but bring somebody from overseas.
This homie was actually, he's a choreographer and the director for the England show.
Absolutely.
The Australian show, yeah.
He was saying yesterday that one of his tricky celebrity contestants was some of the Jersey Shore cast, but he really enjoyed David Hasselhoff on Dancing with the Stars in the States. Because he's super acclaimed. He did Dancing with the Stars in the UK. Strictly Come Dancing in the UK, because that's how they do their Dancing with the Stars. And then Dancing with the Stars in the US. And he came across really nice in the interview. And then I said to him, but I've seen stuff around these dance choreographers, and they are mean people.
Yeah.
So I felt like I was missed. I don't know if he was being completely open and honest.
He's actually weirdly a nice guy. Really? When he gets serious, he's like, what the F? Because I'm not allowed to swear, because I'm a brand ambassador. But it's only when we're really being raggedy. Otherwise, he's so kind, making jokes, giving us kisses, taking us to the back room for... I'm joking. I'm kidding. But he's really nice. He's a nice guy. He's actually a nice guy. But some of them do exist.
Yeah. Okay. What do you take seriously in life? You're really living up to every comedy sort of
stereotype.
Yeah, right now, yeah. You're killing them all. The choreographer was just dancing, and all of a sudden he was taking you into a room and doing things.
No, like prayer. Come on, dude. Come on, Aria.
Okay.
No, man. I take seriously in life. I take my nephew's life seriously.
Okay.
My career very seriously, although it's very ironic that I have to joke in order to make it.
No, but it's a serious thing.
It's a very serious thing. And AIDS. AIDS is serious. It's very serious, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I've thought to myself, I might need to take a shower now. You know, I'm a sensible man. I'm a sensible man, but I'll take that shower just in case. You know what I mean? I don't know what sense that came from. I'm joking. No, man. A lot of things. You're taking this seriously now,
dancing thing, right?
Of course.
I mean, you have to.
Of course. Now I've been doing the tango.
How many weeks ago did you start rehearsing for this?
On the 15th.
15th of Jan.
On the 15th of Jan.
You've only had 2 weeks.
Exactly.
And now you're on TV doing it.
I'm on television. I'm at Cliff Central talking to Aria. Homie.
Yeah. I mean, it's a massive thing. What do you think it is that you bring to the dance floor? And we're going to run through your competition in a second because it's very varied. What do you think it is that you specifically bring and is going to resonate with audiences come Sunday night?
I'm hilarious.
So you're doing a comedy routine while dancing. Are you the one on the mic?
The whole shebang, baby. The whole shebang. I'm hilarious, dude. People a lot of people have different senses of humor. Like people come to me wanting certain jokes. But I don't do those jokes.
But you can't tell jokes on the show.
I can't. Yeah. And even in my show, I don't do certain things. I don't tell Oscar Pistorius jokes. I hate them. I despise them. I simply can't stand them. Okay.
What do your parents think of how your life's turning out?
No, my parents want me to get a degree still. They're like, nice, nice.
Are they
nice.
Excited about this though? This is pretty cool. This Dancing with the Stars thing.
I mean, they're excited about the fact that I won't be like on the streets, for a while. But other than that, they honestly hope I get back into the educational thing. They love me.
What do they want you to study?
Anything that'll make me money and hopefully make sure that they're fine in their retirement.
So like accountancy, law, all those things.
Medicine.
Do you not have siblings that you can fall back
on? Crime. Sorry?
Do you have siblings, though, that can sort this out?
I do have
criminal
one.
Criminal law, that's exactly what he meant, yeah?
Exactly, sorry. I've got a sibling who's doing well in life. I've got a cousin who might be watching right now. He's on my live video. Sorry, guys, I'm on Instagram as well. It's not just about you. No, I've got a cousin of mine who won Idols and has an amazing musical career.
Oh, won South African Idol?
Yeah. Who's
his cousin?
Mogani Karabo Mogani.
Oh, he's so cool.
He is amazing.
He's so nice. And you then there's you.
Such a nice. We're basically the same person.
He's the salt of the earth nicest guy.
Nah, nigga. Am I allowed to say
that? I mean, you can say whatever.
I'm not supposed to.
He's a really nice guy.
Yeah. Now I've got a lot of people who really looked out for me. I wouldn't have survived if it wasn't for them. Yeah. But we're out here for the peoples, you know. Like, my story essentially is that we can all do it. Because I'm not a particularly funny guy.
Yeah.
I'm just a weird person. You
it's
know
one way to sell yourself as a comedian that you're not particularly funny.
I'm not particularly funny. I can do it on stage, you know. But, like, I'm more serious in real life.
So, have you met the other contestants in this show?
I have.
All 11 of the other ones.
I have, even intimately, like the likes of Jason Gilkinson.
Oh, yes. You said, though, that you and him had a, he and you had a thing. Okay.
joking.
You're such a nightmare for MNET publicity.
Yes. I know. I hope none of you guys are listening.
Those poor people.
I'm kidding, guys.
And now they've got you for however many weeks you lost.
Yeah, exactly. They better be putting me on radio as well.
Okay, so let's speak about some of this competition of yours. Former Springbok Thando Manana, best known for being the third black South African player to don a Springbok jersey. Now, someone who's like played for the I mean, that's just naturally intimidating as a person walking into a room.
So
someone like that, how do you size, is everyone sizing you? You look like you would size everyone up.
No, I just hang
you
out
just
with
sit
the,
in the corner.
I hang out with crew and dancers, dude. Oh. I don't know how I made it into the show, to be honest. I'm like, everybody here I know, and none of them know me. Listen, I've introduced myself to 11 people, right? Yeah. And everybody I go to, they're like, oh, my name is Lisa Laurie. I'm like, oh, ex-Mrs. Africa, I know you. My name is Thando Manana. Oh, third most Springbok player. I know you. Black Springbok player. I know you. I know everybody. Frank Opperman. I know all of their names.
Even Wade's mother, you knew.
Every single person. Not a single person.
Knows you, but it's okay because you're the underdog. It's a great, it's a very good thing to be the underdog.
I don't like it. I don't like the title.
Who do you think is? No, it's a good title. Come on, you can do.
I'm a wimpy guy.
You put yourself in so many titles so far. That can't be. You have to sing.
I have to say.
Oh, okay.
I have to push it in there. I think I might get a Dagwood from Wimpy. Oh, you're the guy from the advert. Oh, okay. So sorry. I've done nothing with my life. It's literally the best thing I'm doing right now.
Dancing with
talking
the
to Aria. No, I
so
I mean,
hope you don't get
yet.
Kicked out after the first week. I don't think you're going to be able to handle it.
No.
Who do you think is competition for you here?
Yo, dude, this season has a hilarious people. Frank Opperman, you might recognize him from like old sitcoms, Afrikaans shows. He's hilarious. Zola Nombona, she's a beautiful and amazing actress. She's a SAFTA award-winning actress. Lisa Laurie, of course, ex-Miss South Africa. We've got some soccer players.
So these are the competition, you think, for you?
Everybody's hilarious as well and charming and good-looking. I think everybody is. But like for the sake of the fans and to sound deep, I think the biggest competition for me is me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And if you're on Instagram Live, you did a whole thing with his face to that.
I did.
What do you win if you win this besides the trophy? There's got to be cash, right?
Yeah, you do. I think we do get a bit of an injection, but like, fortunately, they're paying for our lifestyles because all of us have careers.
Yes.
So they are paying us to be here just so we can, you know, almost not have to do those certain jobs.
What are you missing out on by doing this?
A lot of things. I was in the middle of a porno. I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
No. I am. I've actually had to cancel a few auditions, a few callbacks, and a few shows actually.
Because how hard are you training?
Yeah, we train from 9 to 5
every day.
Me and Maya every day.
Wow.
And then we go to the studio.
Who is your partner on this?
I'm not allowed to say yet.
Oh, okay.
They're gonna introduce them on Friday at the press release. She's an amazing dancer.
Dope.
But yeah. So she's very hardcore. 9 to 5 every day, and then on Saturdays we have to be at the Dome, Hyde Park.
Yeah,
that's where it's happening, from 9 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock, which is when the show starts, and then 5 to 7, which is when the show takes place.
A lot of work, yeah.
And then 7 to 9, which is when the publicity and the PR happens. And then we go on Sunday. I mean, like, no, that's Sunday.
And Saturday is 9 yet? To 5. Have you been to
not
this?
Yet.
Okay, you haven't.
Going for the first time on Friday.
I've driven past. The first time you move into venues Friday. I've driven past it, and I was saying to Jason yesterday, it's like it's Hyde Park Shopping Center. I thought someone was doing a big event. And they branded it up.
They are doing a big event. Ebenezer's going to be dancing. Ari, I don't appreciate your lack of appreciation.
And then I saw it today, I think, because I drive past it every single day on the way here. They put out Portaloos now. So I thought maybe they could have at least got you guys bathrooms. I don't know who those are for.
I'm very confident that we have bathrooms.
Okay, you have bathrooms.
It's Dancing with the Stars, not Dancing with the Side Acts, Aria. Have you read the brief? I feel like this person hasn't read the brief. Where's Gareth? I need to talk to Gareth. Where is Gareth?
The brief was good luck. He's in your hands for 30 minutes. Sincerely, Mnet Publicity. Okay, we're hanging out with the winner of Dancing with the Stars Season 1, Ebenezer Dibakwane, a South African comedian and actor. At some point, Chad said model as well. Is it? Really?
Yeah,
I confused you with Eden.
I am a model, though. I'm a model citizen.
Are you? Oh, yes, you are. You are. Other side of this, we're going to find out what producer Palesa thinks of you, because she's had a few interesting expressions on her face while this whole thing's been happening. More with the champion
of the season.
Best dancer in South Africa.
Right now.
Other side of this. Kelman on cliffcentral.com. So you share a lot with people on social media.
Yes, I do.
So this must be difficult for you, because you can't share any of your rehearsals so far, because no one can know who you're dancing with.
Exactly,
so how have you gone about this?
I know, dude. I just talk about my difficulties. That's just been my whole thing. I used to be an evangelist. So I used to preach the gospel of Christ. Yeah.
Cool.
And then obviously my
really?
Life.
Really? Like a...
I promise you. That's the serious thing, yeah. And like
the producer Palesa does not think you are being serious in the slightest. She
really
wants proof. She wants records.
Pictures of it didn't happen.
You don't believe him, huh? You don't.
No, I don't.
Oh, jeez.
I'm sorry, but I can't take him seriously.
Dude, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was in the beginning with God, and everything that is that became did not become without the influence of the Word.
Amen.
Came on now.
Yes.
Came on now.
What do you, producer Palesa, what do you think his love life looks like?
I was actually just about to ask, how does your significant other deal with you?
Oh, my significant other was Cece, the dancer, dancer lady and DJ. And, that ended just before. I felt like, I'm sad. I'm a sad person. So thank goodness that ended. Because it's pretty hectic, dude. You're intimate with the person, right? Right, Palesa?
Yes.
You're intimate with the person for so... like, and you spend like 8 hours of your day with a human being. And then all of a sudden they see you on stage with them like being very sexy and touching their buttocks. That's like, it gets crazy. So I think like I'm in the perfect position to win. I've got no other
allegiances.
Allegiances.
Yeah.
Woo! Whoa! Yo, that language. The queen. It's been oppressing us for years.
Any other questions you want to ask him?
What's my number? Oh, okay, Palesa, I'll tell you after the show. I like you too. I like your hair. What? What is my shoe size? Size 9. Size 9. But it should have been a size 11. What? Where do I live? I cannot tell you that on air. Why is she asking
all these questions?
Do you actually have a
question?
You're
so making her blush right now.
I want to see her
this
face.
This is such good game that you have. Wow.
Hey.
Like, she's even waving at you. Who are you waving at? You're a problem, bro.
Am I?
What else do you want to tell us?
Yo, dude.
I'm going to cut the question and answer thing because... So you tell me what's on your mind.
What's on my mind? Oh, dude. What is on my mind is... the possibilities that we all have to win. And a lot of us imagine that we've been starved of certain things, and a lot of us are wrong. I myself am in a situation right now where I've learned how to do the jive, right, which is very difficult for me because I do not dance. But for the sake of my nephew and everybody who does love me, I want to make the statement that we honestly can achieve almost everything we really desire. It's just about what you're willing to spend. You know, to achieve what I did in comedy, I won 2 awards. You know, I'm not trying to show off, but I won 2 awards 2 years in a row, living on the streets through them all. Because though the comedy world respected me, The corporate world didn't. Mm. You cannot survive without the corporate world in comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, talking my truths. And now I'm doing Dancing with the Stars, and I've become an actor. I've done a movie, two movies are coming out.
Yeah.
So I'm living in the mainstream, and I'm still able to speak my truth. And I'm being loved for it. So that is my main conversation. My main conversation is just, yo man, forget everything else. We might not be here for a reason. I don't know what your beliefs are. And even if you're not here for a reason, you can make a reason for you to have been here. Someone will write the story for you. Someone will put the pieces together for you. Because that's what we do.
I dig it. Yeah. You don't look like you have a bad day.
Like, I do. I have terrible days. The world is on fire, dude.
Do you get angry? Do you like...
Yeah, I do. Do you want to hear a joke about land? Do you guys want to hear a joke about land? Do you?
I mean, I know you're going to tell it either way.
I'm asking if, no,
yes,
do you.
Yes, tell us. Let's go.
I don't have any. Oh! Doesn't he have land? Doesn't he have jokes about it both? Because I don't have land, so how do I know? I'm joking. My white audience, please do not feel alienated.
You're going to be so great on Internet Channel 101.
Of course, right? No, I'm kidding.
I hope they give you the mic for the full 2 hours.
The crazy thing is that, like, I'm like what is considered. I do know my language because I learned it, you know. But I'm considered what people refer to as a coconut, you know.
Okay. But like, do people call you that?
Yeah. Okay, people call me a coconut because of my use of the language. You know what I mean? And they said, like, as an accusation, as if I made the choice, as if I was like, when my mom gave birth to me. You know, and she spoke to me in vernacular, like, oh, Mwanaka, yeah, what's up, Motsana. I'm like, shut up with that hippity-jippity bull, all right? English are only, lady, just English. I didn't make the choice. I was
what
raised with the language.
What a great baby to have. Now, just running through some
my
of the...
My first words.
Running through some of the stuff, what do you think has been your career highlight thus far?
I've become friends with my heroes. That is the biggest thing. Moja Klihoko, who you probably know.
Yeah,
Nina Hasty, who's worked here before. Loiso Okola, Matinga, who's going. These people are my friends. I've got their numbers on my phone and I'm able to talk about personal
things. And they message
things.
Back.
They do.
Okay.
Sometimes they're busy, but like, when they do, it's amazing.
Leave me alone. Okay. It's like actual messages.
But like, larger than that, I did a movie with Kagiso Lidera, Paul Tusi, Akino Motoso. Andrew Buckland and Precious Makgeretsa. That's coming out.
That is like the romantic comedy, right?
Yes, Catching Feelings.
Yes,
yeah,
and when's that premiering in SA?
9th of March.
9th
well, it
of
already
March.
Did in Cape Town
and
privately
and overseas as well. It's already
a while ago.
A while ago. That's really cool.
Yeah.
What role do you play in that?
I play Kagiso's little brother.
Ah.
The main character's little brother, Maximilian. But I've done a few things, man. I've won.
That's cool. That
I won two awards, guys. Like,
yeah,
I've done
no,
stuff.
You're impressive. You also appeared on the ANN7 sports show Game On.
Yes, sir.
Do you know ANN7 got cut today?
From, like, the world.
DSTV.
I did not know that. Why would you mention that then, Aria?
Because I wanted to prove that I know stuff.
No, you're lying because you're trying
to
be funny at my expense.
I would never try and be funny at your expense. You've got the whole of Sunday night to do that for yourself. Listen, bro, it's been very cool having you in. Yeah. Leave us with some final power words, but give us like something motivational. Dice it in with a joke, but in all honesty, like, it's cool. You have pursued this path. Your parents were clearly like, your worst idea ever, but you're making it work. You're acting. You're on television. You're making the comedy thing work. You've won 2 awards, which is a big deal. So power us up, because now it's the end of January and, you know, people are like, yeah, I've got 11 months left.
No, I think for most people listen to the show, if you're going through a tough time and you feel like you cannot get through it and it's not worth it, kill yourself. For the rest of people who are listening to the show, please make sure that you vote. To register to vote, go to mnet.tv/WDWTSSAVOTE. That is an acronym for Dancing with the Stars South Africa Vote.
Cool.
On mnet.tv. The voting closes on Sunday at 4:30, just before the show, and opens after the show.
But
around
not
8.
This week, I'm sure.
This week as well. I mean,
what?
The registration to register.
Oh,
if you're gonna be
you haven't even been on TV yet. How do we even know what you danced like?
So you can register for it in that time. But more than that, we all want to be beautiful. Nobody wants to be average or obscure. The responsibility is ours to remember that. All we need to remember is what we're willing to spend on that greatness. My name is Ebenezer Dibokwani, and I wear size 9.
Dope. And on Instagram, you are?
Ebenezer Dibagwani on Twitter at @our_Ebenezer. That's @our_Ebenezer. In case you're arguing with your girlfriend, like, yo, dude, like, which Ebenezer? And then your girlfriend's like, oh, baby, our Ebenezer. Like, oh, the one you both love and that you're allowed to sleep over at. And yeah, Facebook, Ebenezer Dibagwani. And then life, the next enigma, Michael Jackson, the better.
Dope.
Vote for me. CliffCentral.com.